Preface. You and the universe are one. There's one relationship in your life, in everyone's life, that has been kept a secret. You don't know when it began, and yet you depend upon it for everything. If this relationship ever ended, the world would disappear in a puff of smoke. This is your relationship to reality. A huge number of things must come together perfectly to construct reality, and yet they do so completely out of sight. Think of sunlight. Obviously, the sun can't shine unless stars exist, since our sun is a medium-sized star floating beyond the center of the Milky Way, our home galaxy. There are few secrets left to discover about how stars form, what they are made of, and how light is produced in the incredibly hot cauldron at the core of a star. The secret lies elsewhere. As sunlight travels 93 million miles to Earth, it penetrates the atmosphere and lands somewhere on the planet. In this case, the only somewhere we're interested in is your eye. Photons, the packets of energy that carry light, stimulate the retina at the back of your eye, starting a chain of events that leads to your brain and the visual cortex. The miracle of vision lies in the mechanics of how the brain processes sunlight. That much is clear. Yet the step that matters the most, converting sunlight into vision, is totally mysterious. No matter what you see in the world, an apple, cloud, mountain, or tree, sunlight bouncing off the object makes it visible. But how? No one really knows. But the secret formula contains sight. Because seeing is one of the basic ways of knowing that an object is real. What makes seeing totally mysterious can be summed up in a few undeniable facts. Photons are invisible. They aren't bright, even though you see sunlight as bright. The brain has zero light inside it, being a dark mass of oatmeal-textured cells enveloped in a fluid not terribly different from seawater. Because there is no light in the brain, there are no pictures or images either. When you imagine the face of a loved one, nowhere in the brain does that face exist like a photograph. At present, no one can explain how invisible photons being converted to chemical reactions and faint electrical impulses in the brain creates the three-dimensional reality we all take for granted. Brain scans pick up the electrical activity, which is why an fMRI contains patches of brightness and color. Something is going on in the brain, but the actual nature of sight is mysterious. One thing is known, however. The creation of sight is done by you. Without you, the entire world and the vast universe extending in all directions can't exist. Sir John Eccles, a neurologist and Nobel laureate, declared, "I want you to realize that there exists no color in the natural world, and no sound, nothing of this kind, no textures, no patterns, no beauty, no scent." What Eccles means is that all the qualities of nature, from the luxurious scent of a rose to the sting of a wasp and the taste of honey, is produced by human beings. It's a remarkable statement, and nothing can be left out. The most distant star, billions of light years away, has no reality without you. Because everything that makes a star real, its heat, light, and mass, its position in space, and the velocity that carries it away at enormous speed, requires a human observer with a human nervous system. If no one existed to experience heat, light, mass, and so on, nothing could be real as we know it. That's why the secret relationship is the most important one you have or will ever have. You are the creator of reality, and yet you have no idea how you do it. The process is effortless. When you see, light gains its brightness. When you listen, air vibrations turn into audible sound. The activity of the world around you in all its richness depends upon how you relate to it. This profound knowledge isn't new. In ancient India, the Vedic sages declared, "Aham Brahmasmi," which can be translated as, "I